Black Compass, Black Compass Media. We live. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody in the building. We back again with another episode. Cola gonna pull up, Tone gonna pull up. You know what I mean? We got a very special guest here. Just battled off this weekend the light work. Had a very impressive performance. Won 5,000 cash money. Hit them likes when you in here. Okay, I see you, Cola. We live too right now. Give me the thumbs up. All right. Let me get my guest in the building. Mike P, what's up with you?
What's popping with you, bro? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, bro. All right, you know, I can't complain, man. I cannot complain.
I know you feeling good too after this weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend, man. Yeah, I executed a lot that I thought I would, and then kind of like a little more than I expected too. So, which is always good.
Before we get to that, how was like your mind state, your mental going into this battle, like going battling Sharone? And you know Sharone is like heavy on like angles and stuff like that.
I mean, dude, to be honest, there really wasn't that much time to even think about it. You know what I mean? Like they called us on some 8-day shit, 9-day shit. But I knew if you counted up like, you know, 90-second rounds, like that's like a long first round, like how I usually do. And I know a round for me usually, like I like to put like a good week into it. So, you know, I knew time wise it was good, but I felt good, bro. You know, I came in there thinking I could beat him before I started writing. And I thought I showed levels where I thought I really separated myself from him that night.
Do you feel like, hold on real quick, I see my fault. I see Cola. I'm gonna get you up here. Do you feel like it was more pressure on you to like show that you were the old Mike P is back, or you don't feel like it was any pressure?
Nah, no pressure at all, man. You know, honestly, I think it's because of the disaster that was that tournament. I am so ice cold now that, you know, even the from the Geechee battle to T-Top in Carolina, Gnome, like anything that you think would shake you up usually, I'm so numb to that shit now, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I've seen the bottom of the bottom on that stage and it didn't feel as bad as I thought it would. You know, I feel like it's more nerve-wracking thinking about bombing on a stage for the first time than actually fucking doing it. So I feel like that plays a big part. So zero pressure on me, man. Zero pressure at all as far as like performing. And when it comes like to the old Mike P, bro, like, you know, the last couple of years, it's really been the perception of me that has changed. I'm still the same fucking, you know what I mean? A lot of people, they really pay attention to that app. You know, my first battle off of that tournament was one of the battles of the year with Sick. And that wasn't because Sick was dope. It was because we had two of the top performances for the year. That was my comeback battle, and I feel like that got ignored. And then I had a great performance versus Castro, and that kind of got ignored because of the app votes as well. But thousands of people had me winning all those fucking battles as well. Like, I got clipped by T-Top. You know, Geechee got me, but like, bro, ain't shit change over here. You know what I'm saying? So the perception has been getting good, and that is good to see. As much as I tried to flip middle fingers to it, you know, like kind of like stay on that side. If you know what I mean? If you switched up, don't come back type shit. But then it's, you know, it's not about that anymore. It's, you know, I knew I had to keep rapping. So, you know, it's not the old Mike P. It's, you know, it's a different one.
The chat saying Mike P versus Lou was fire. Do you feel like this angle that like your last, I feel like, four battlers you battled, you think it's finally like it's done? You think somebody else could do something with it, or you think it's finally in the past?
I mean, at this point, it is literally not working anymore. You know what I'm saying? And like that cost Sharone the 5K. Had he just went head up with me and barred out with me, it would have been a closer battle, I feel like, even though I think I would have got him. It's just redundant at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like it really don't work that much. It depends on who it is too, bro. But like, I don't care, man. At the end of the day, you just gotta keep rapping, bro. How long Arse been a bus driver for? Arse don't even have a CDL license. but people have been calling him a bus driver for fucking 10. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something. There's things that are attached to people. I got lucky my first, you know, 6-7 years being on the URL without having something attached to me, without that one thing. Verb's mom's a lesbian and all, you know what I mean? Like, all that dumb shit, that JC's a dancer, all that shit, you know? So, I mean, I don't care, bro. And I'm winning these battles, man. I'm winning these battles, and I feel like I've been winning a lot more battles than I've been losing in this stretch where I've been looked at as this bum that, like, is one step towards retirement. You look at Twitter and it's like, you would think I was fucking garbage. You know what I mean? And then it's like, I do this and it's like surprising to people. I'm not surprised, bro. I've done it before and I'm glad I did it again.
Cola, what's up? Cola, I see you here, man. What's up,
Cola? What's the word? What's good, Mike P?
Cola, what's up?
I want to say this first. I'm going to keep it 100, Mike P.
Of course.
I thought none got you in the building that battle with the Bayou. But listen, I keep it 100 at all times, Mike P.
Yeah.
Just like we do everybody else. It dropped. You got him. It's nothing I can say. That's on me.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, when you go back, especially comparing that performance to what you just did with Sharon, I can see what you do. The writing pattern, like you're elevating your writing. Instead of so much what people looking at, like back from the old, for like they like the moments. Now you
right, have, right.
What I'm seeing, what I'm critiquing is, okay, instead of me looking at that like Mike P, let me look at the elevation he's doing with his pen at it from another angle. Sometimes it takes that when these battles drop on the app. That's one thing the app do benefit you from on a playback of a battle, because the building can how you consume with a style, but then when you sit down and break down what the actual artist like yourself doing in these battles. And I really think that after Sharon battle to compare, like, nah, Mike is working on just elevating his pen to another level. All the exciting shit. I'm past that part. I'm trying to get straight to my message and make that shit where you understand, like, the shit you did with the countdown and all that. I think that shit was fire. I just connected.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't understand that, like, in the building recaps, like, you're moved sonically. In when you're in the building, it really is who was the loudest for the most part in the building. It's not really like, I feel like it's a very moment based like place to judge. So yeah, of course. I mean, you see Nun the way he did in the first, you know, it was like a 9-minute first with 2 minutes of material. Every 2 to 4 bars he had was tearing me apart. And then I said before it dropped, I was like, I don't know if that round is going to pay dividends, because there are a lot of people that are not from Louisiana or know every single like area. And then, yeah, I thought, I don't know, man. I thought I turned the fuck up in the second and three, like 2 and 3. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that was like the turning point. I feel like I did good versus Chilla. I feel like the turning point was none. And now it's just, you know, kind of coming back full circle with taking down someone like Sharon.
That is fire. What's one thing you learned from the Geechee Gotti battle?
Not to battle Geechee Gotti. Dude, I believe I heard Ace say it. I have good conversations with Ace, and I don't remember the quote, but it's like, I'm either too brave. I don't know. I think I'm too brave to realize like how stupid I am sometimes. And if you look at my resume, I have a lot of those battles. I have a lot of those Mike P versus Geechee battles where I am coming in with a disadvantage, like for sure, or coming into someone's home or welcoming someone to URL. Like, I've always been that guy. But when somebody offers me something, that I look at that shit as a miracle. Like, oh, if I do this, it's always like a, can you imagine if I do this? So when I got offered Geechee, like, there's no real lessons to learn. I thought I did good, man. I really think I did, even though I got torched. You know what I'm saying? And
Mike, I got to keep it real.
You don't have to. I know you do.
Nah. Call it
all. Listen, man, I did everything I could possibly do. I'll say one huge mistake that cost me not the win, because I would have lost had I went first anyway, but picking him to go first was one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my career.
It was the dumbest.
Because that's, you know, that it, I mean, it's almost obvious, right? I mean, that's going to be the louder, that's going to be the bigger performance no matter what. I should have had more IQ than that. I should have had more ring IQ than that. But I was pumped up. And sometimes when you're pumped up, you're a little blacked out. You're not really thinking straight. You're kind of just, all right, it's my turn to rap. And you're not really thinking. And then for the first time in a while, I won a coin toss. So I really never have the option to make somebody to go first. I'm never the last person heard in a battle. I am never the last person. And everybody always gets the chance to, like, you know, take me out at the fucking end. So I almost got excited that I won the coin toss, tossed it to him. And even him, he looked at me. He was like, "Are you sure?" I was like, "What do you mean? Of course. Yeah, go first, man." And then it's like, that fucking happens. It's
but
like,
you think if he would have ended and he would be the last thing people see on Caffeine with what he did, I think that would have been way worse.
I don't think so, dude. I really, it wouldn't have. I think a body was going to happen. It would have been better for me to get all of the reaction that I could have possibly get from just people wanting to even be in tune with what I'm having to say, as opposed to the embarrassment, like for the first time in my career, like a crowd kind of like disrespecting me. You know what I'm saying? Like literally hearing people in the crowd saying, "I don't even want to hear him rap." Is that hilarious? Yes. But as a performer, never had that done to me, which is why I was so fucking pissed after. And which is why I called bullshit on how bad the fucking, you know, beating was. You know what I'm saying? Like, Geechee did his thing. I've never stood in front of somebody like that. But dude, I fucking did my thing. But for sure, coin toss, worst decision I ever made. Ever. It's fucking terrible.
I never thought about it like that. I get
Sonic coins out your ass, Mike P.
What happened?
He knocked the Sonic coins out your ass that first round.
I thought of it. Yeah, there was only one round.
Spiking all the rings going away. That's what it was. Like, that's just like you said. You
a row of spikes.
You could have got more of your shit out to dapping it, but his first was so electrified. I was like, man, I don't give a fuck what Mike P do. I'm gonna keep it 100. This nigga in trouble.
Mike P,
like
they said
it was like an uphill, like really an uphill, like
terrible.
Wishing wheel,
I mean,
like you went in the hill, using a wishing wheel, nigga, with no rope.
Yeah, just stupid.
They in the comments, man, they saying you don't play with the white rappers, man. I ain't gonna lie, they saying
you dude, white rappers are easy to beat, man. Holy shit.
What, dude, why is that?
I'm kidding, bro. Nah, I mean, dude, you know, it's crazy, bro. I've battled a few, like Dunch and I don't know, man. I think it's I'm on a two streak. I don't think it has anything to do with their white boys, bro. I think I'm just on a two streak right now.
Sharon, which is good.
Sharon, and then I
let AWOR get in that mix, man.
I like AWOR too much, man. I don't think I'll ever battle AWOR.
Oh, y'all friends?
Nah, I don't think I'll let Bradley Ward, man. Nah, man, I can't, bro. But yeah, I battled CJ too. I battled CJ on iBattle this year too, and then I got Knox in like 3 weeks on iBattle as well. It's like four white people in a row. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, you see, you get it. That is kind of funny, actually.
Nah, it really is, bro.
What's next for you after Lightwork now? You won the money. I feel like a lot of people is remembering, they putting the respect back on your name. With that now, like, how you going to continue with this momentum?
I mean, like I said, bro, I got a battle coming up in a few weeks on iBattle. I was just announced for a battle in December as well with this dude named Cosmo with Houston Barcode. And then, you know, the Lightwork, it was so random that I didn't realize that would be my next URL battle. Obviously, they have Civil War and the Volumes. I haven't been on the Volume. I did Volume 1 and 2, and I've missed out on the last, you know, 9. So I would love to be back on a Volume. So maybe end the year there. You know, this is the most active year I've ever been, bro. I think I'm going to be ending with like 7 or 8 battles this year.
Low key. Who would you battle on Volume?
Oh, man. I would like to battle Chess, man. I feel like I've always kind of wanted to battle Chess.
Damn, I never thought about that one.
Yeah.
Cola, who you got for that one? Chess or Mike P?
I'm going to keep it 100, bro. You got to listen. At the end of the day, they can say what they want about somebody like France, but analytics got to win. Mike P been more consistent than have Chess have been, have better showings as of late. You have to go with that's why we had Bimmer. That's why we had Shun beating Chess. Because say what you want about what the skill can be at that point, you still got to go off momentum, what people doing leading up into that moment. And the odds is just the odds. Not saying it can't happen, but you have to go with Mike P going into the battle because Mike P has been more consistent and winning on the app and winning his battles. Just be Sharon, just be none. This shit, you can't argue this shit. They say Easy 11-0, so I don't want to hit no. You know the app called, I don't want to hear it. When Easy say undefeated, it is what it is. I don't want to hear it. The man been winning this battle. The thing, all the shit that y'all do in this personal business is being dispelled, which is a good thing because y'all can't use that no more. Now y'all got to come back to rapping. At this moment, I got Mike Peake. Mike Peake can write just as well as Chess. Mike Peake is definitely one of the best writers around here, low-key. Not saying it because he is. Now, he's been downplaying a lot about shit going
through. I see a lot of people saying Tay Rock. They still want to see Tay Rock.
Oh, that'd be crazy, too.
Dude, I don't even I don't even want the mental stress of thinking that I'm going to get that battle again. Bro, I've tried so many times to get that battle, man. It has literally lined up with us on Twitter where Rock has literally said publicly, I want Mike P next. And then I have said publicly, yeah, I'll accept the battle. And then it just doesn't fucking happen. So that's a weird battle. When I got out of light work, Tay Rock said something that, you know, we were joking. I was with, I think I was talking to Sharon after the battle and he joked, like he pointed and he was like, I beat both of y'all. And I was like, we never even battled. And he was like, now we did the quarantine joint. Cause I battled Tay Rock on like fucking Skype for like 60-second round when the COVID shit started.
Yeah, I remember all that. Yeah.
But I was like, bro, that shit don't count. And he was like,
yeah, nah, that definitely don't count. We done forgot that already.
Yeah, he was like, maybe we could do it here. So I would battle Rock on light work. I know there's people that even looked at the Sharon battle and was like, oh, you know, that's a battle that deserves to be like a full battle. Like, nah, that was a battle. Like, That's how battles used to be too. 90 seconds, 60 seconds, shit like that. So I'm down with that concept, bro. I'll take Tay Rock too. I think Truffaut would be crazy on light work as well, man.
You know, Truffaut looking for an opponent too. That's funny.
I know, dude. When he first won that hardcore belt, I wanted to take that shit off of him, to be honest, bro.
Yeah, I would talk about it. That Midnight Madness, them belts definitely had some something to it in the beginning of the year.
Oh, hell yeah, for sure. Yeah, not Truffaut. I think Truffaut would be dangerous in that setting.
What about O-Red? I see a lot of Mike P. O-Red.
I never thought about battling O-Red, to be honest. I never thought about
that. O-Red, like he was just cooking at that little event, too. O-Red, like he was just cooking at the OSBL event.
Oh really?
Oh, no, Mike P.
Who did he just listen? Man,
Mike P. I'll beat all of them. Mike P. A dog walk, Red, man. Stop.
I'll beat all of them, dude.
A dog walk, Red. Stop.
Listen, man. I know it's an annoying thing to hear, but I'll beat everybody in battle rap, and I'll lose to everybody in battle rap. That's just how it is.
See, bro. I feel like with you, I feel like is. If you battle like a aggressive, like a Chess Truffaut, that's where you kind of have problems. But like, if a nigga gonna try to rap with you, nah. He's gonna have a long day.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been saying that, bro.
Rapping, it's gonna be a long night. Like, you gonna have
to. I'm a chameleon with my shit. I don't really have a real like pattern to me. I switch up. I don't even switch up every round. I switch up every four lines. Every four lines, I'm patterning my shit different or saying something. You know what I mean? I think, to be honest, like Cola was talking about, like the evolution in my pen game. To be honest, like I feel like that's taken away from my performance and delivery. I've actually think that I've had pretty bad delivery lately, and I try to step outside of myself as much as I can and like be as critical of me as I possibly can, because that's the only way I improve and I remain like, you know, who I am. And I feel like maybe since the tournament shit, I feel like I've been rapping like so much more aggressive, so much more gun bars, almost like I want to yell at somebody, you know what I'm saying, like for how like I've been perceived. But my pen game has went up crazy. The second I start getting my delivery back and pacing myself a little better, I'm, you know, it's gotten me to the dance. It's taken me where I'm from, but like I could definitely yell less. I really have to learn to chord my material more. I was way, when I was a younger Mike P, Tink the Demon Mike P, Daylight Mike P, I was not a better writer, but I was definitely a better performer. I was also 40 pounds.
When the hell was flying. Listen, mm-hmm. You got two archetypes, Mike P. You got the before the kids, Mike P, after the kids, Mike
P. but you know what that is? You know what the difference is between those two different Mike P's? Around 45 pounds.
Yeah, that's
Let me tell you something. When I actually lose weight and I get back in shape, that is where my delivery and performance will come back. When I had really good breath control and I didn't sound like I was gassed at the end of every fucking four bars at the end of every first round, I was doing two-a-days and chicken and broccoli, and I weighed 178 pounds. You know, I'm fucking like 220 now, just like fucking coming to the fucking stage with a CPAP machine. Like, of course I'm getting winded. Of course my delivery has teetered off. But when I get myself back physically, that will for sure, that'll for sure help out 100%.
Let's talk more about light work, man. I heard it didn't go so well for some of your compadres.
Oh my God. Yeah, I saw.
I heard it didn't go so well for some of them. Man.
Yeah, there was a couple oopsies.
What's up, A-Verb? A-Verb kick chaos. What happened?
I have no idea. I mean, when when Verb started like choking like three bars in, I kind of like immediately left. So I didn't really watch the rest of it, but then I heard that he actually like, did he get sick? I heard he got sick or something. He said he threw up in the bathroom, or I don't even know. I don't know what happened, but when I was like, as I was on my way out, he started fucking up, and then I kind of walked out after the first, to be honest.
Damn.
Kid Chaos was fucking shit up. Kid Chaos is insane, man.
Damn.
So good.
Damn. Did the battle finish?
I don't know, dude. I have no idea. I had went out, and when Verb started fucking up, I had walked out. So I didn't even
come catch on, it. Bro. You can't do that, man. You talk too much to the faces, man.
Right. That and Hustle and Sheed was the only battles that I didn't see. But I did hear about the Hustle and Sheed.
How did that one go?
Battle. I heard it was dope. And I heard that they practiced it together.
Well, they said in my space earlier.
I heard that they battled before they said,
Wait, is it true
that they battled before they battled?
Now, did they they practiced the whole three rounds, or they just spit like a line to each other?
You'd have to ask them.
Because, see, that's where it's going to make a difference for me.
That's what they said. They just, listen, and Hustle was in my space earlier today. They said they was in the parking lot. Battle started late. He screamed across the parking lot, Hustle, let me hear that shit. She like, fuck that. Hell no. Because you ain't going to let me hear yours. She said he just got the rap. Now, everything after that, I don't know what happened, but that's what he said. That's what he said.
Okay. I mean, I see that. I try not to.
He went on stage. That's what, and he said he wasn't scared to do it because he said he don't feel like Hustle was a rebuttaler, shit like that, freestyler, so he wasn't affected to do it. He said anybody that could freestyle something, he would have did that shit, but he ain't never did that shit before. He said he just out there fucking around, out there bored, because they say the motherfucking complex was like 15 miles from the closest store. Like, they really on like some ground.
Right, yeah, we're kind of like a hole in the wall. I get it. Yeah, I mean, whatever. 8 days prep, it's like a quick bag, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let's listen.
Yeah, it's a quick bag if you material. Win.
If you win, that's true. That's
if
true.
You lose and you had to stay in a respectful hole in the wall, you're going to be mad as hell.
Yeah.
Bro, it's out. They said they practiced the other chat. They said it. They said right before they battled. I just told y'all how it went down. She pulled up. Hustle pulled up. Geechee pulled up. Everybody was in there. They told their story.
Wait, yeah. So they did a battle in front of everybody before the actual battle in front of everybody?
No. They was in a parking lot. You know how people going over their ramp. They waiting to go on. They say Hustle said she screamed across the parking lot. Yo! Let me hear that shit. She said, Hustle scream back. Nah, because you ain't going to let me hear your shit. She say, I started rapping.
Would you ever do that, Mike P?
Fuck no. What? No, hell no. Never, ever. Daylight as a joke when we were prepping for each other. He texted me one day and was like, yo, let's hear each other's firsts. And it was just a ha 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 moment.
You know, he wasn't. Man? He was dead ass. If you'd have been
he
like.
Probably was. He probably was. I'm sure he was, actually. He's insane. But no, dude. And never, bro. I will never in my life. Hell no. Why would I ever want to hear, like, I would never want to hear my opponent's shit before. Probably because I'm self-conscious. And if he ended his first, in the back of my head, I'm like, damn, that That's kind of better than my friend.
Yeah, shit, like, what if
I should probably switch this around. Maybe start the second. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. What if someone's playing mind games with you?
Yeah, like, what if you know who
you don't know what someone's first is? You don't know what their second round is. You don't know what their third round is. What if they're gauging what you have? Yeah, go first. Yeah, I'll spar with you. Go first. Damn, that's a strong round. Let me put my weakest round in. I'll take that L. I'll take my chances with the stronger round. Yeah, I'm gonna spit my first now, and that's your fucking third.
That's what I'm saying. Crazy. That's kind of crazy. What if you spin your round? He'd be like, nah, never mind. Your shit trash. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Like, damn. And he just walks away.
Never mind. Your shit trash. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm backing out of this battle, bro. Hey,
that's what Hustle should have did.
There's like, no replay value in that.
Don't even finish that.
Right. Like, damn, you don't really have replay value on this performance.
Huh, that's bro? What Hustle should have did to Sheet ass. He walked up on her rapping.
Right.
But, okay.
I'm a smoke your dumbass. I ain't rapping nothing.
What? So let's get into homecoming. Because you speaking of Geechee Gotti, you who you got, Mook or Geechee Gotti? Irving Plaza, New York.
Listen, man, I think it's easier to judge this battle if you understand that New York does not give a fuck where you're from, bro. I unless Murder Mook is bringing like 700 of his actual like people with him, that shit is not gonna matter. With that being said, when I predict battles, I'm very boring with my predictions. I go it off of seniority. I base it off of how many times have I seen you on the main stage? How many times have I seen you do good? What are your best moments? You know what I'm saying? If you want to go resume wise, like, you could low key still count the battles. Mook has more years in battle rap than he has battles. So off the strength of how many times I've seen Geechee do what he's done on that main stage, like, I almost got low key decimation, man. And then also when it comes to what Mook has done on that stage, Mook, besides maybe like one big room performance, like, he's historically not that good in a big room with thousands of people. So I'm interested, man. Obviously battle rap is battle rap. Anything can happen. Mook is a surgeon. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he gets into certain pockets and people are, you know, receiving it well in the crowd, it could get dirty for Geechee, but like, I don't know, man. I, you know, Geechee's a dog up there. So, you know, and Mook really has improved himself on that, like, those fucking huge stages, dude.
Geechee said this is like a battle for him. Winning this means he's like opening the door for the new era to come in and, you know, get the bags they want and all of that stuff. So he definitely feels like he got a lot to win for this. What would you feel like? What do you think? Anything's going to, like, say go it happens and Mook gets killed? Do you think anything's going to change for Mook? His legacy, or do you think people going to start rewriting his legacy?
I think you have to, man. Whether someone's active or inactive, man, I think Mook, I don't think there are any. Do you remember when people used to say God tier? And I don't know if people still do it, right? Who was it? It was Lux, it was Mook, it was Hollow, it was Diz.
Disaster.
Something like that. That does not exist anymore. That is gone. None of them are gods anymore. None of them are gods. Wow. As they started making their returns and they started getting active, they started looking human. Lux bled, Hollow bled, Mook bled. So for sure, Geechee kills Murder Mook. That is a huge damper or at least a part of Murder Mook's legacy for sure. 100%.
So you think the GOAT, the whole term, the GOAT tier is no more, like, that floor is like, it's cleared out.
Gone. Back to top tiers. Top tier. Legend. You know what I mean? Legend. But God tier, where you walked up and you knew every single time that this person spoke, it was going to move the culture. It was going to move this. Every round was going to be crazy. They weren't going to lose. That type of energy, I don't have that for any of them anymore. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Dude, you know what I mean? They're mysterious. The more they did it, you know, like, they were not as active as the other guys. So it's easy to be more mysterious, kind of just like dip in and out of the game. They remember you did something great and then you leave for a couple years and you come back. But you know, for me, I feel like especially the GOAT category has changed drastically over the last couple of years. I mean, the people like Clips and Calicos and The Rocks are really starting to separate themselves from those God tier guys, because the consistency in them is unbelievable, that they're still, you know, 14, 15 years in the game. And they're still literally on top. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that has changed drastically. And yes, you know, once again, 100% Mook loses to Geechee. It's a big damper.
Now, this the thing though. If Mook beats Geechee, they could kind of use this now. They could kind of, the older guys could kind of use this to say, hey, we back in our element now. These guys can't do what we do. He could kind of say that now.
Right. If Mook wins, you said?
If Mook wins, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, dude, you know, at any given time, anybody can lose a rap battle, dude. If Geechee don't write the way he's supposed to write, if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, it doesn't really matter what Mook has. Mook could be decent and beat Geechee Gotti. You know what I'm saying? Like, that anything could happen, bro. You never know what they are thinking of. You never know the bars that they're coming up with. You could easily make one wrong decision and it cost you an entire round because you thought one direction that you were going to take was going to work and it doesn't. So Mook has the ability to rap. He has the ability to land bars. So he has the ability to beat him. You know what I'm saying? So for sure, if he beats him, that is also, once again, a major shift. This is a very important battle for Mook. This is, I would go as far as to say this is more important for Mook than it is for Geechee. Geechee's got all the fucking stones, man. Geechee has battled everybody that you're not supposed to battle from my generation. You don't get those battles. You don't battle Hollow the Don. You just don't battle Hollow the Don. I will never think I will ever get a battle with Hollow. Never in my career will I ever think I'm going to battle Loaded Lux. Never in my career will I ever think I'm going to battle Mook. And it's always been that way. All those guys battle each other, and that's it. Geechee's the first person from this era to not only battle one of them, but battle all of them. Yeah, Mook is just another one. Mook
and is Disaster too. Don't forget about Disaster.
And Disaster. He battled Hollow. He battled Lux. He battled Disaster. Mook. He battled Disaster. All the fucking guys.
Charlie Clips.
He's literally battled all of them. Rock and every single person.
On URL besides Disaster.
All of them on URL. To Geechee, Mook is just another one of those guys. Just another one of those guys, bro.
Mook is way less important than if
Mook clips Geechee. Yeah.
He was in the spaces. Geechee was talking real crazy. Like, no, I'm giving him the shot. That nigga ain't been on fire. I've been on fire. Y'all think because he the name. Geechee was talking his shit in the spaces earlier. I can't cap.
Geechee was,
bro. It's just the truth, dude. You know, Mook, obviously, we all live in our own, you know, bubble and shit. I get it's easy to still think you're this and you're that, and you are, right? I'm sure Murder Mookie makes probably more money than 99.9% of everyone in battle rap when he battles. He's one of the biggest draws in the world. He's one of the legends. He's the architect. He fucking built this shit. Mook is one of the only people in battle rap that I can recite rounds from. I could battle Party Arty right now. I could spit all the fuck. I could spit like four of the fucking six rounds. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the only people. But yeah, this is the pressure's on, buddy. Pressure's on, and he better perform, man. This is major for him. This is big for him.
Yeah, this is definitely major. This card is low key new era versus the old era, and then you got the new guys. They opening up next. Who you got? Jazz Vixen.
Holy shit! All right, dude, I think. I almost won't even say female. I think Vixen is one of the best battlers in the world. I think Vixen is one of the most powerful main stage performers. She has a style that is tailored for the main stage. She has a big haymaker, you know, powerful fourth bar behind like three really good setups. She's a monster, dude. She's one of the heaviest punchers. She's got great performance. Jazz, obviously one of the GOATs, you know, from back then and from Queen of the Ring, and even now just staying relevant and beating Gaddis the way she did and having a battle with Geechee the way that she did, which was also a debatable battle. Jazz is fire as well. Right now I have to go Vixen. I have to go Vixen because I had Vixen beating Rock. I had Vixen beating a lot of, you know, I had Vixen beating DNA. I had Vixen beat like a lot of people, bro. I think Vixen is a fucking monster. She is scary. She's scary. And Irving Plaza, bro. Irving Plaza they eat up performances like that. They eat up styles like that. So, you know,
I think she ever faced somebody like Jazz though. Jazz. Who?
Tay.
Yeah, but that was a Kings versus Queens battle, and that battle kind of happened. That was like that battle happened. I believe they had like 2 week prep time. I believe.
Listen, that's even fucking worse. Do you think Vixen looked at that as a Kings versus Queens battle? No, she looked at it as a Tay Rock battle. Tay Rock battle is the highest. That's the biggest. That's the biggest you could get to. That which I was saying about Geechee, how I said that's how fact. Ridiculous it is that he can get all those other guys. That the top guy for all of us humans is Tay Rock. Tay Rock is that the peak. Tay Rock is the peak fucking battle that you could possibly get. And yes, that even makes it more difficult for her to be on 2 weeks prep and not only keep up, but make it a fucking fight. Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Obviously style wise, it's different. So no, she hasn't faced somebody like Jazz. So like technically you are right. Cause you know, it's a different style. It's a different way of getting attacked. It's a different way of having your shit watered down.
Jazz like unorthodox in a sense, kinda.
Jazz will fuck around and make fun of the way she raps, and then when it's Vixen's turn to rap, crowd will be looking at her different. Jazz is the type to be able to do that. So yeah, for sure, she's more tactical maybe than Rock. Rock is a berserker. He'll just fucking hit you with everything in the kitchen and the kitchen sink. Like he'll hit you with everything, and then the next round he just does it again, and then the next round he fucking does it again, and you just try not to die. Jazz will try to. Like you know, break your ankles and you know, pick your
Jazz is technical. Okay, Cola, who you got for that one? Jazz Vixen,
bro. As much as New York love Jazz, just that one battle that puts every lady over. Like, if you go on and have one of them official type shows, it puts you over to a whole stratosphere. It's just what it is, right. Jazz going there. Respectfully to Vixen, they're going to treat it like Jazz is supposed to be Vixen. It's going to be the truth. However you look at it, Jazz just that season. But Vixen have every, like Mike P just said, even though she lost that Tay Rock battle, listen, she got every attribute to win. She can rock the crowd. She got stage performance. She got cadence. She got flow. She got aggression. She got everything to match what Jazz have. Now it's who have the better shit and attack who? Context of content.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be about.
Yeah, I mean, I say this a lot, man. When you get to the URL, dude, all of us, for the most part, are the same caliber of MC. We're all killers. You know what I'm saying? It really just comes down to how we plan. Sometimes it's not, it's never just that black and white. Like, okay, this guy's going to win because he's just better. We are all capable of having incredible performances. It's just when it comes down to who wins and who loses, it is just who made the right decisions in how they're going to fucking, you know, show off how good they are. So yeah, I mean, anything can happen in that battle for sure.
Who you got, Swamp or okay? So you said anything can happen in that battle. Who you got, Swamp or Arsenal?
Oh man, dude, Arsenal is so dangerous in the sense that everyone doesn't think he's dangerous.
Exactly.
Arsenal is so, he will go from like everybody doubting him to like him mid second round and all of Twitter is like, wow, Arsenal's such an incredible rapper.
Go there performance. Like, he did that to somebody recently.
People forget how fucking incredible Arsenal is, man. And yes, once again, dude, the big two, Irving Plaza, it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference. Did I think Swamp did great versus Rock? Absolutely. Did I think that there had to be a nightmare scenario happen on Rock's part for it to be a little easier to say Swamp won? For sure, because Rock was well on his way to winning that battle. But I thought Swamp showed that he could hang against Arsenal. That it's, like I said, same caliber of MC. At any given point, Arsenal could be the best rapper in the world and fucking beat shit down your leg. I think he takes that too. I think Swamp is dope. He's for sure. I used to be so critical of him when he first came in. I always thought he had so much work to do from like a performing and writing standpoint, but he's, you know, he's been on the up and up, dude. I think he's solidified, you know, very solidified. It'll be a dope battle, but I think Arsenal will take that one.
Swamp said that the New York crowd is not really going to affect him. He's just coming there to rap to his opponent. Bullshit or not?
Not man, not. I'll always be the first one to tell you all I have to do is if I did what I was supposed to do, when I start rapping, people are gonna like it. If I perform the way I'm supposed to perform, nobody in that, listen, when you are at a venue and you are in a battle crowd and two artists get on the stage and one of them starts rapping, you don't look to the other person next to you and go, is he from here? Oh, he's not? All right, I'm going to be a little more critical. You know what I'm saying? You're watching a show. If someone does good, they do good. If they do bad, they do bad. That's why when people go, you're fucking crazy. Why would you go to North Carolina to battle T-Top? He's at his hometown and he's out of it. I almost clipped him in the first round if I didn't fuck my own shit up. But it's the same thing. Dude, I take it right away from you. If I just do what I'm supposed to do, who the fuck cares that you're from North Carolina? Like, who cares? Nobody fucking cares. So, no, not bullshit, because you shouldn't care about the crowd. If you do what you're supposed to do, the crowd's going to fucking eat it up. Crowd's gonna eat it up.
It's sometimes. Speaking of that battle, it's a certain cameraman that was on you, man.
Who?
Anderson.
Oh God, Anderson Burris. Yes.
Well, I forgot about that one. That almost snuck through. What's up with that one?
Nothing, man.
That almost snuck through. What's up with that one?
Absolutely nothing, Polo.
What? Why not?
Nothing is up with that.
Did you see him versus Doc?
Anderson need more work. Let these niggas know.
Nah. The boy ain't, I mean, obvious. It's man. An obvious. Yeah, I mean, obviously, dude. Yeah,
that's obvious. But besides, yeah. Obvious.
And I hate to be that guy. I hate to be that, like, oh, well, I've done this, so you got to get to my position, buddy. But yeah, I mean, that kind of is, bro. Like, if you want to go down on iBattle, I'll fuck him up on iBattle. You know what I'm saying? I got Knox in a couple weeks on iBattle. I could definitely spin the block on another card and whoop his candy ass over there. But as far as like battling on the URL, man, nah, dude, you have to do more here. And that just goes for me being here for 7 years, bro. I've been here for 7 years, dude. I've seen, like I said to Nun, man, I've back to the revolving door that gets unnoticed because I've seen so many people come and go. I don't even turn around when it gets opened. I've seen so many people come and go. If you're still around, you know, when I think of you next time, yeah, we could fucking get it in. But shout out to him though. I do fuck with him. I haven't thought about battling him in a while, so we've been.
Yeah. Cool. So you saying? Okay. I give him that. Did you see him versus Dot though?
No.
Okay, you might want to go check that out.
I've heard some bar. No, I saw a couple setups from him. I saw a couple of setups from him, which were actually fire. He had some fire shit.
Okay. Next battle, Kayshawn versus Jack Boy.
Oh my goodness. I love Jack Boy, man. I love these are like two of my favorite guys, man. I love Kayshawn. Kayshawn is one of my favorite battlers. Jack Boy is one of my favorite battlers and like people in battle rap too. Holy shit, man. You know, I mean, like I said, I like the boring route. I have to go Shine off of just how many times have I seen him up there and quite literally in Irving Plaza. I feel like Shine is like one of the only people where home court might actually matter because like he is the fucking embodiment of like New York battle rap. You know what I'm saying? And I think there's going to be a lot of people there that really have it. That I think there's going to be a lot of people in Irving Plaza that were at the last Irving Plaza. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the real ones snatched up those tickets and the people that, you know, were anticipating it. So that's going to be fucking tough for Jack Boy, man. But Jack Boy has all the tools to be an incredible main stage performer. All he's so electric. He's so good at, you know, just like performing his shit. He, you know, they're both like tailored for that big room. I got to go K-Shine though.
Who you got, Cola?
Man, listen. Listen, this is it. This is like the Michael Jackson thing for Jack. Listen, if he can go in there and defeat K-Shine, this could do so much for him. In Irving Plaza, K-Shine, kind of like it was almost doing for Wavy, respectfully. That Wavy and K-Shine had Wavy on a whole nother. He got John after that. He was going on his way. Not saying Jack Wayne already reached it, but on those type of stages. But
yeah, I think
I don't think he can. He got to show me he can beat Shine. He just got to show me.
He's
got the possibilities, but he got to, like Mike P. say, in that building, When Shine get on that rope, when he start fishing, he catch a fish, man, that shit gonna be hard.
It's over. It's over. There is one thing that me as a performer, and I would imagine that most performers aim for in a rap battle. Not the win, not the loss, not anything. It is the synchronization between you and the crowd, where it feels and looks like you are both performing at the same time. K-Shine has done that. K-Shine is so good at getting the entire crowd to connect with him, where it looks like they are both performing, where it's like perfect synchronization. Like K-Shine is perfect at that. And Jackboy, I mean, I think he proved it when he beat T-Top in the tournament. That obviously was like, you know, about a year back, but like Jackboy is the perfect example. And even me at this point right now, even though, like I said, I think I've been doing pretty fucking good of letting careers play out. You don't write people off. You can't write people off. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, what would you be saying about Jackboy right now? Post John, post it, get out of here. You're done. Garbage, terrible. And now look, you know what I'm saying? Irving Plot, you let careers play out, dude. I love the resurgence from Jackboy. I hope it's a great battle. But K-Shine, man, I got to go Shine, dude. Have to.
This next battle... Stumbles versus Kislay. Also, how do you feel about new guys? The new guys kind of getting like main stage opportunities. Like, this is kind of crazy. It's kind of unheard of.
Maybe like before the Crucibles came, URL put a tweet out asking everybody to email a certain like their URL business email with ideas as to what they should do with newer talent. I personally sent URL a long fucking email about how I felt like, you know, you could tell. I think I'm a very good judge when it comes to watching battles and like scouting talent. I could listen to two bars from somebody, and I could tell, I could gauge their skill and like how good they are. And I explained to URL how I think the second people prove themselves after 1-2 battles, throw them into the fire. Throw them right into the fucking fire. Pick a fucking main stage, pick a big card. The first battle are two people that have been doing good lately, are brand new. See if they're ready right now. I'm very excited about this. And the second thing I'm gonna say about this, battle of the night. I'm calling it right now. You know why?
This is battle of the night, we in trouble.
You know, no, don't do that. We are in trouble.
We got Geechee Gotti, Murder Mook. We got Jazz Vixen. We got Arsenal. We got K-Shine. We in trouble.
We're in trouble in the sense that, yes, maybe there were expectations that we had for those guys and it didn't turn out, but also those guys could do great and their opponents might do bad. I'll tell you why it's going to be such a crazy battle. One, it's the first battle of the night. It's the first battle of the night. First battle in Irving Plaza. They're going to get, like, the crowd's going to be fucking ready, dude. They're going to be ready to
this jump New York. Everybody thing. Show up late out here.
You don't think that place is going to be packed? Place is going to be packed.
Dude. I think by the second, third battle, that place is going to be packed. I know out here, like, I've been to Irving Plaza. I've been to Webster Hall. I've been to the Santos event.
I did a secret battle, and I was at your surprise. You know what? It wasn't. It really wasn't fully packed out, right? There probably were more. I mean, technically, the place was filled, but by the time it got to Briz versus Arsenal, it didn't really get
super packed until like the third battle. Maybe right. I don't know why New York was like that.
Yeah, by the time it got to like Briz versus Arsenal, I'm sure there are more people in the building than me and Twerk. But I'm just saying, it's the first battle since they've been back. You and Twerk
was crazy, by the way, too.
Thank you. Kid Slade is the now, bro. Kid Slade is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, he's fire.
Stumbles is disgusting too when he's not fire too. Living up to his fucking name. So I think they're both talented enough. I think they're talented enough to have incredible performances. I would hope that Stumbles is aware of the situation and how important it is. It depends on how Stumbles wants to be in the battle world. I don't know if he wants to advance and become one of the best. If he wants to become one of the best, I think these guys need to realize that, you know, you need to rehearse your material more.
What you about to say, Cola?
Listen, listen, my nigga, if you've been to Urban Plaza, you know what it's like. That ad libbing it, yeah, that's not gonna sugar. Yeah.
My plaza not yours.
That fuck is he talking about?
Sound like a fucking crow, bro. Crow.
My wife straight up. Like, man, that bitch gonna go. Listen, I don't know if the battle gonna be battle or tonight, but I think if Stumbles had those performances he's had against Suge, at least a lot of people try to downplay that battle against Suge. That nigga Stumbles was cooking.
Insane,
He cooked against Snake Eyes. He was cooking against Real Six, even though he had his shit. Like I say, I ain't no fronter. I've been a fan of Stumbles since Stumbles vs. Easy first dropped on the app like 2-3 years ago. That bitch was a barn burner. Stumbles had a stumble in there, but the content always been there. If that boy going Urban Plaza, the essence, with what Stumbles rap about, he's going to blow the roof off that bitch.
That's what I'm saying. It has the potential to be at least one of the loudest battles of the night. A for sure battle that'll take the air out of the room for the next battle that's up. 100% I would like for it to be bad. You know, I always cheer for the, you know,
it's gonna be a good battle.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. They do that battle and then follow up with Vixen and Jazz. Oh nah, it's over. The building, you got your money worth.
Yeah, and URL's good at that, bro. They gauge it like during the event. Sometimes they'll go from the top, like bottom to the top of the car, but sometimes they'll know which battles to fucking hell yeah. The energy's right. It looks like it'll fit this battle, or you know what I'm saying. You should go. You know what I'm saying. Like they're good at that too.
Who do you think is gonna be the performer tonight?
Damn, man. Fuck, bro. Performer of the night.
Like MVP of the night. You can say MVP. The MVP of the night, whoever shined the most.
I no pun intended, I think Shine.
Yeah. Cola, what you thinking?
Possibly Shine.
I don't know. I had Swamp in my spaces today. He was talking greasy. Had Geechee in the spaces today. He was talking greasy. Listen, bro, niggas talking greasy around
here. I ain't gonna lie, Mook in a different bag.
Geechee said I wasn't gonna talk, and he started letting the clip go on that nigga Mook. Like, man,
which means there's more to it than Geechee. There's more for it than Geechee. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you, Mook in a different bag. They've been
questioning his heart lately.
Bro, Mook ain't even blink. I was at Mook press conference yesterday. He didn't even blink. He ain't blink once. He was in a different pocket. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't give a fuck what blinking he did. He better open his eye. He better keep his eyes open. Straight at him.
Yeah.
Geechee coming straight at him.
Just remember I said this right now. But okay. You said
we need Mook to be electrifying. That's what we need though.
Yeah, like, I want that too. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair not doing what they do, bro. Like if you Hulk Hogan, you come in the ring, we want to see the leg drop. It's just what it is. Ric Flair coming out, we want to see some wolves. We want to see the guns. We want to see some wolves, bro. That's it, and that's all.
Facts.
Mike P, it's this game we play on the show before we wrap it up. You know, it's a new game. I'll give you the ISO. It's called call outs. And you got your next five opponents. You got to call them out. We're going to get the ISO next five opponents. You can say who it is to the people because they want to know who you want to battle before. And then, you know, say yeah. Then after that, you can say everything else you got to say before we wrap it up.
I would take Briz on his second return. Please get sacrificed. You know, I want someone to get sacrificed first, and then I will definitely take your second battle. Chess, I am the king of New York. I'm the king of the new generation. I'm the most consistent, and I think beating you will prove that. And I'll have my fucking little crown that I created myself that nobody thinks about, and it'll make me feel more accomplished. Averb, I've been asking for you for like maybe 4 or 5 years, but I think you're at a point now where it's a little less important. The more I fucking like want to battle you, I guess the less I want to battle you. And yeah, you had those crazy bubble guts first, Kid Chaos. That shit was crazy. Kid Chaos, dude, you're the fucking future, kid. Yeah, that would be incredible. I think we'd have a lovely back and forth. You're like me if I was less effective. I literally love Kid Chaos, bro. But we could get it popping. And then yeah, shit, man. I don't know. I'm the king of the white guys, so there's really nobody else. Maybe Solomon, Iron Solomon, come back. But maybe this isn't a call out. This is a team call out. Come back. Let's do a 2-on-2 because we have the greatest name in the history of battle rap, and that's Iron fucking Mike. Iron Mike 2-on-2. That'll be the greatest duo ever. So I switched your game up for the last one. Sorry.
That's fire, man. Yo, man. Mike, I ain't gonna front. A-Verb might do a spaces on you at 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning.
Oh my god. This guy in the chat said he's naming 5 losses. why do y'all not believe in me, bro? Like, oh my god. It doesn't matter what I do. My hands are tied.
Nah, son. Nigga said
no respect.
Yo, Mike P, man, salute. We definitely gonna tap back in with you. Definitely.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, bro. It was great talking with y'all. And yeah, I'm excited for all these battles that we were talking about too, dude. I think it's going to be a historical day. So you guys are going to be there too? Homecoming?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to be at everything.
I'm a Florida boy, so I'm going to try to see what I could do. But yeah, I mean, other than that, bro, I'd love to recap it. Maybe come to my show. Maybe come
oh,
to my
hell show yeah, definitely.
We'll do a recap for y'all.
I bet. Say that. We're going to be there.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys, man.
Yeah, yo, salute.
Cola. You already know, dude.
Nah,
hold on, don't go nowhere, y'all. Hold up, don't go nowhere yet. What? Nah, first off, salute Mike P. That was fire. I ain't gonna lie,
that was fire, man. Salute Mike P. Like I say, in that building, had none come to results. Results is the results. Still dope battle, both sides. You know what I'm saying? Mike P got the battle, cooks your own, been cooking, man. Back in this bag, getting past all the personals and shit, and people getting tired of it, just like kind of versus T-Top versus Tay-Rock, they got tired of it. He's back in his bag, man. It's good for battle rap. Like I say, it's good for battle rap.
Yeah, man, definitely. I had to get a chance to go live early. I had some ish I had to do. But on the Murder Mook press conference yesterday, definitely was fire. Had some technical difficulties. Uncle Rod, I ain't gonna lie. When I walked in there, I'm like, oh, nah, 15 minutes of fame getting money. Ain't getting money. He got cameras all in different rooms, but I guess something with the connection, something was going wrong, so he couldn't get them all to, like, you know, stream together for the stream, so he had to go with a backup plan. So that could have been, you know what I mean? That's why it was a little blurry on the live and stuff like that, but all the less, you know, the message still was out there, man. I think salute Mike P for the 20 also.
Nah, salute Mike P for sure.
For sure. I just got the, you know what I mean, the donation. But yeah. Also, so he, what was I just saying? Part himself. A little high.
He was talking about the event, and they had to change the scenario or the scenery. Because
he had technical difficulty. So anyway, the message still was there, man. I feel like Mook just wanted to check the energy of the temperature. And I know I see people, it was a clip. I seen clips, you know, like viral clips of him versus France. But I definitely want to say, man, France definitely stood his ground. You know, it's somebody that, because he represents the fan that it's like, for not all fans that watch battle rap and all listeners is in the streets. Or soul crack, or kill somebody, or been to jail, or whatever. You know what I mean? This is an open. Now it's not like before. Like, I ain't gonna front. I'm not gonna lie. The era where when we started watching battle rap and shit, I ain't gonna lie. You like, it was kind of mostly that, and it was rare that you would see somebody that's like the nine to fives or whatever the case might be. They wasn't really in the open with showing that they was a battle rap fan. You know what I mean? Like, they was like on the low with it. But I feel like, so Mook is from that era. So it's, and a lot of the other people are from that era. So it's hard for them. You know what I mean? I think the trend, when they see the new fans and they see everybody ain't from the streets no more and all that stuff, you know what I mean? I think they kind of downplay those kind of fans. But I don't think nothing is wrong with it. You know what I mean? If you ain't in the life or anything like that, and you critiquing the bars, man, because this is a word sport at the end of the day. And some of the best minds break down stuff. And the quote you said a hell of a great point. People watch ESPN and three of the top is the top. Can you repeat that quote you said earlier?
I said this. We always talk about if you didn't do the job, how could you really talk about the bars? And in some cases, it's true. But the top three analysts, or most of the analysts, the people that break the news, Adam Woj, all these people, Mel Kuipers, Skip Bayless, Stephen A., none of these guys play professional. But they get paid the highest for their job because they're able to break this shit down. Now, again, France may have not been from the streets or in the streets or whatever you want to say, but listen, it's footage of France at A-Bird versus SB. The battle you put together, France was there. So he's been outside in a lot enough to know everything we want to see as a consumer. He can't tell you how to do your job, but he can tell you things that as us as the consumer would like, because again, he's one of the many people in his culture, street or not, that's so well versed in battle rap. You can't really you can challenge him, but the man know this shit, Polo. He do. You see, he knew the car. Mook said, "What, 7 battles? No, 6. One was canceled." Like, man, that nigga
Mook said. The nigga Mook said, "You ever sold crack?" His friend said, "No, but I'm outside."
But I'm outside right now.
Oh, that might have broke the building. He said, "I'm outside right now."
That was a haymaker. The whole building went up, Paul. That shit said, "Oh, Mook and
him." Oh, that nigga Luck said, "Ooh, beloved."
He said, "I'm outside. I'm outside, beloved."
That shit was crazy. Why is everybody typing about Dre Dennis? What happened?
Listen, allegedly, let's get this right, because these niggas be sensitive about these situations. Allegedly, Dre Dennis battled somebody on the Rookies vs. Vets Battle Academy card. Shout out Steers. Shout out my boy Meek Raw. Salute the whole Battle Academy. Where some dude came and said that Dre Dennis' baby was by another man. He had the paternity test. Also, he has some pictures with the baby next to the dude. So take that as you will, man.
What?
Hey, Polo, they said what happened with Harlem Legend.
Oh, man. Yo, shout out Harlem fucking Legend, man. Listen, man. Oh, man.
Harlem Legend.
I ain't gonna front, man. I met him the vibe, everything was cool. We in there, him and France, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Them brothers was going at it from start, from Rick.
Listen, now I see you doing the blog. I see Harlem Legend ask you, "Who is this nigga, yo?"
Yo, hold up. Wait, hold up. Cause there's two things I definitely want to talk about the Drake Dennis shit. Hold up. I definitely want to snatch that. But before I get to that, we can move that to the side real quick. Hold up. This nigga, I'm live, right? So I'm live on this shit. I'm holding the camera, all that up. I turn over. I'm like, this nigga, Harlem Legend, like, who is this nigga? Yo, I'm like, what? This France? Who is this nigga? And then, it was a cool. I mean, all the media. It was a dope. All the media. You know what I mean? Was talking and stuff like that. You know, a lot of questions, I guess, wasn't being asked. Or if y'all felt more questions being asked, I feel like Mook, when you ask him one question, he'll answer it, and he'll also sometimes answer like 4 questions at once. Like, he's like a, you know what I mean? Like a detailed speaker. So with Mook, you just got to give him that airspace. But I don't know. They said, what happened with Harlem Legend? Harlem, he said Harlem Legend to a friend. I don't know, man. He was on him and France, man. Them niggas was debating the whole joint. I ain't gonna lie. They got it to a fresh back and forth in the middle of Mook answering a question. I'm like, oh, these niggas is crazy. I mean, IP next to each other. IP on my mother. IP right next to me. Nigga, IP, me and this nigga IP laughing the whole time. We just looking at each other laughing. IP funny as shit. I'm like, oh, nah, these niggas lit. I ain't gonna front though. IP. Yo, them niggas was going back and forth the whole time, son. I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, what's up? Did I miss something?
Did I miss something? What's going on?
Yeah. They said, did he get out? I don't think he got, he didn't get kicked out.
Yeah, they said, did he get kicked out? Why everybody keep saying he got kicked out?
I don't know why people keep saying, I don't know. I think he left on his own. I think he just got up out. I don't know why a nigga saying that. I don't know. Nigga, I see a lot of people saying that. I don't know. Maybe y'all know something I don't know.
So I know if you ain't see him, I don't know neither because. I don't know what they did. Like you probably just weren't focused on it, so ain't, you can't.
Say I ain't gonna front. I wasn't really focused because Mook. You know what I mean? Goods. It was Bones. It was like a lot of good conversation. You know what I mean? Battle rap. We breaking down battle rap. We talking battle rap. At the end of the day, you know this is what we like. So when I'm in there with you know what I mean? I'm in there with legends debating. You know what I mean? I'm in there with legends and shit, man. Like I'm listening. Yeah, I'm taking it. I ain't really focused on the bullshit. I don't never be focused on the bullshit, man.
We ain't focused on the bullshit.
It's legends around. Nah, we in there. I promise you, we in there with legends, man. We wasn't on none of that. We was just breaking down. He was just saying how he felt. And they said he walked out because he got mad at the questions media was asking Mook. Well, to be honest with you, I think. Nigga, he popped it off. He started the question off. Then from him, it was No Bars. Then from No Bars, it was France.
Bro, I was watching the Angry Fan live, and I ain't saying he did this because it. And I ain't saying, you know what I'm saying? I ain't accusing him of shit. Salute Hard Legend, whatever he do. But I seen when John Real was on Angry Fan, he muted it to talk to Harlem Legend. And when he came back, he was telling Harlem Legend, get some footage and shit. And you know what I'm saying? He's like, I got you and all that. And then I heard Angry Fan saying, I got to bring you on the show. We got to talk. So I think they might have plans of doing a little 1-2 and all that. So I think he working with Angry Fan or they got a little chemistry or something going on. I don't know for sure. I don't want to be misquoted, but I think so.
Yeah, man. Harlem Legend, cool, man. I ain't going front, though. The one thing I did wish, if he did, like, you know what I mean, had all that, you know, all them problems to, or whatever, how he felt about France, I think he should have pulled France to the side in there and just hollered at him. And from there, because you know what I mean? Because so like,
what happened after that? I keep saying somebody came out the blog and shit. I ain't see this blog.
Apparently, I think he did a blog and he was just saying he was talking about like France and it was another battle, a battle booth. It was another guy in there, battle booth or something like that.
Yeah,
he was talking about him, but he kept calling him battle true. Booth? Huh?
What he said about battle booth?
He was calling, I think, nigga a nerd, if I'm not mistaken.
Man, what a blog at, man. This nigga Harlem Legend crazy, man. What a blog at.
Oh, that's on his YouTube. But
I gotta go check this shit out, man.
He could have told him. I feel like, you know, with him and France, I feel like it was mad opportunity. If you felt like you wanted to, you know what I mean, tell somebody something, you should have just hollered at him. Don't bring it online. You know? But okay,
Harlem Legend, you got one time to piss Angry Fan off before he say he made you, so be careful.
you know, Angry Fan, he love it.
Fuck up before, nigga. I got you popping. Be careful.
Nigga said you got one fuck up before he tell you I made you. I'm crying. He know he going. He good for that.
You got one fuck up, bro.
He good for that.
So listen, that's bro. Regardless of what I had, that's one thing I never went over there, folks. I don't give a fuck if you go on Angry Fan for 5 minutes and that shit pop. He made.
Oh, you. I made you. Yo, that's the thing about a lot of these old era blogger niggas, man. They just want to, like, they feel like, nigga, you say hello to these niggas. I made that nigga.
Before he came on my show, he wasn't even that.
He wasn't nobody, nigga. Niggas didn't even know him.
What the fuck are you talking about? No bullshit, bro. I think that man, Henny Man, doing all type of shit. That nigga Angry Fan told that nigga with a straight face, playing or not. Nigga, if you want to come on my show, you want to be an algorithm. You want to just pop it? I made you, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Bro,
that nigga said, nigga, you wouldn't be in the algorithms if it wasn't for me.
No bullshit, bro. That nigga angry fan of beast, bro. I can't even cap.
That nigga remind you.
That nigga smoked you. Yo. Then he tell him, then when he go for that shit, he told him, I'm just fucking with you, nigga. You know I'm just bullshit.
You know I'm just bullshit, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch. But you know I'm just bullshit.
Bro.
Like, wait, what? Hey, I'm confused. Are we fighting or laughing? Like, what are we doing right now? I'm lost. Bro,
how you cooking, nigga? Then tell him, I'm just playing. I'm just fucking with you. But you really cooked him for real.
Yo, I'm crying.
Nigga say, fuck. Nigga say, fuck. Anthony, you stand for this. Like, no, I'm just fucking with you, nigga. You know I fuck with you.
Nigga said, you know I fuck with you, nigga. Stop playing.
Hell no.
Oh, nigga. Somebody said, yeah, I'm gonna have a bunch of new merch at, you know, it's New York, so we're gonna show out. I'm gonna have some crazy shit at Irving Plaza, some crazy merch, some sweaters, some sweatsuits, hats. We're gonna have it all. So make sure you pull up on me at Irving Plaza. We're gonna be there. And I'm going live. I'm gonna have both my phones. We're going to be there. We're going to go live. We're going to be in the crowd. We're going to do all that goody stuff outside, you know what I mean? So it's going to be a movie for sure. But what else? Somebody said, yeah, definitely salute. That's for sure. it's another nigga that's died. Oh, yo, look. Also, I want to announce this too. Radio show is back tomorrow. You know what? And fuck it, I'm finna turn that bitch up too, man. I'm gonna get on that shit. I'm on the radio show, man. We finna make it a movie tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. This gonna be the littest radio show of the year, man.
Don't miss it.
I promise you.
Tomorrow radio show, man.
It's gonna be a movie. And everybody keeps complimenting Cola in the comments, man. That's definitely black. You'll check out that Black Compass merch. Make sure you also check out that Earn Your Medals for sure. Cola got the custom sports joints going crazy. And yeah, make sure you check out that hat.
This that Black Compass special. Nigga, knee fucked up. But yeah, this that joint with the hat. You know, we got shit, man. You know, tie-dye. You know, we got that shit, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna front. Slav, what's up? Ace, what up? I ain't going front. I gotta check up on a Dre Dennis shit. I ain't gonna lie. That sound crazy. that sound crazy. I don't believe that. I feel like that's way out of pocket. You battle rap, y'all taking this shit way too left. You bringing fake DNA tests and all this crazy shit. Like you niggas gonna need to start getting smacked straight up. Like niggas gonna have to start giving niggas knuckle sandwiches. Yeah, come on, man. It's battle rap. Try to beat Dre Dennis with your lyrics. What are you doing? That's crazy. Come on, man.
Like I said, bro.
Oh, even if the shit true, nigga, why are you talking about that in battle rap? What does that do for me?
Hey, like, hold up. At the end of the day, niggas ain't tell Dre Dennis that when he battle prep. I'm just saying, you could holler at your brother on some, hey, you set the battle up on your league. Listen, that. Listen, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
This shit go with battle rap. That's why Drake, I mean, salute Drake for as much people say, I should have snuffed him and da-da-da-da and all this shit. Good sportsmanship by Drake then, especially if you know this shit ain't true. You had that this shit ain't true on your face. Or was it, I don't know. I was stuck in between that this ain't true face or how the fuck did he get this face? I ain't know which one really the gauge. I'm keeping 100.
But yeah,
I doubt a nigga got, again, I just learned from this shit. I doubt if a nigga got this much information, he gotta have some inside something that knows something of something. Because paternity test pictures and all that. Wow. Whoa. Mook voice. That's crazy.
Wait, he had pictures?
Bro, he had a picture of the boy baby next to another dude, I guess. Man, all that shit was crazy, folks. Like, you know.
If that shit ain't true, that's out of pocket. That's crazy. ain't going front, man. We got to do better,
ours,
man.
Ours did. I had a T-top round. That was crazy. That's the craziest shit I seen the battle rap. Respectfully.
Yeah, the nigga was just playing that shit to him.
Yeah, like, that was crazy.
But T-Top's such a good writer. That's one of the best counter-writing displays you will ever see in battle rap.
That nigga T-Top hopped up out the motherfucking ground, G. That was probably one of the best rounds I seen where I thought a nigga was just really dead. And a nigga just... came back to life. Like, nigga was dead for 5 minutes. That nigga was dead for 5 minutes.
Nah, he was. Nigga, I was in the building for that. I'm like, oh, nah, this nigga wildin'. He's dead. I'm like, hey, yo.
Dre Dennis had his fist balled up like Arthur. I'm crying. they say Dre Dennis, Robbie, he had his fist balled up like Arthur. Gee, these niggas crazy, man. Yo. Bro, y'all chat niggas.
Oh, shit.
I figured this shit out.
Hold on.
You can be extremely right or extremely wrong. For this shit to keep going, these fans going with whatever way to keep this shit popping, bro. They ain't trying to simmer no fire. Whoever we get a chance to keep this shit going.
Wait a minute, what? He said what? He said he had the fish balled up like Arthur. I'm high. I'm high. No. What the fuck is this? He said he had it balled up. Oh shit! Nah, son, the Arthur fish got me.
I said that nigga had the big fish.
Yo, that is
check out of pocket, man.
They said check. Nah, I'm finna go to OTFMZ right now.
Hold on, they live for this shit, bro. Listen,
nah, hold up.
Nigga, I gotta go. Cringe fest, man. These fans love this shit, man. They love when nigga going back and forth in these blogs and shit. They love this shit, man. These niggas get off work and turn this shit on. Oh, he responded. I can't wait. Like, man, this shit is straight TV series, man. These people crazy, man. Look at all these motherfuckers.
Hold up. I'm on OTFMZ right now. Which one is... Hold on, because I ain't see this shit. Hold on, I'm finna go to... Hold on. Oh, they took it down. Oh, nah, they ain't take it down. Okay, OTFMZ. All right, I was about to... I ain't gonna lie. Oh, y'all took it down. Hold up.
You gonna fuck around and have to hurry him out. I'm talking first round knockout. You won't make it off at Candace. So let's get this shit out the way and have a talk about Candace. Ain't that your BM / wife, right? Yeah. It is when you about to go night night. Because she was fucking on Uncle Hayes because you wasn't giving up the pipe, right? Like, you know, let's take it back. 2019 round May of June.
Wait a minute. How he know all this?
He's at the crib telling you she had trouble closing out on the spot and that she had to stay back so she could take care of business, right? Sound
good? Nah, the nigga saying the sound effects got it. Nigga's like, Nigga got his mouth covered.
Focus on the wrong
pops. That ain't the topic, Dre. Hey, don't look forward to another Father's Day. Because the result is it. You are not the Father's Dre. Yo. Nah, it's hands and feet. It's hands and feet. What? Hell no. And that was trash. The shit didn't even rhyme. He said, what about Candace? Nigga, that shit didn't even rhyme.
You know, T is T around this motherfucker, G. Niggas can do all type of shit, Polo, and it's allowed, G. Shit that ain't allowed where we from, G. It's just, I don't know.
Nigga said, love and battle rap. Y'all out of pocket. Yo, this the worst chat. in battle rap / the best. Now that's straight hands and feet. I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of.
If it's true.
Somebody said, nigga called you a replacement Judge Paul. You could call it what you want. I had that shit lit. Check the algorithms. Chufo beat Geechee Gotti. That broke the culture. What you mean? Well, that moments in that joint. Turn that bitch up. I ain't gonna lie. Giant 6-1. I'm Gucci. We can end it like that, Cola. Anything you want to shout out?
Man, y'all already know the fucking vibes, man. I got the biggest fucking spaces, man. Y'all know what it is. Welcome to Jupiter. Salute Geechee. Salute Easy. Salute Swamp. Salute Hustle. Salute everybody. Ab. Salute everybody that fell through, man. Calico. This day was crazy. And listen, stop watching me, man. I make good money on off spaces, man. Don't worry about me. You're doing too much watching. Don't worry about where I'm at all day. You at where you at all day. As long as it's doing what it needs to do for whatever it needs you to do, manage your business, man. Again, salute y'all, salute the culture. And we ain't dealing with Joffrey, man. Period.
Yo, man, listen. Black Compass Media, Mike P interview was super fire. Definitely want to tap in with Mike P more, man. Definitely, his breakdown is definitely incredible. Definitely judging is going to be in the future. With some other stuff. I see somebody let that in the comments. But yeah, we back again tomorrow. Radio show, other stuff. We out of here, man. Black Compass Media. Thank you everybody for tuning in on this late show. If you catch this in the morning, just make sure you hit the like, share the stream, drop a comment. We out of here, man. Salute Tone, Drizzy, Posey, you know, the Discord.
Salute the Quizzy, Harvey, salute everybody. The good game. Free Henny, free surf. Y'all know the vibe.
Yes, sir. Free Henny, free surf. We out of here, man.